So we now have moved on to the capital projects team, visualising the future. I'm joined here by Simon Marshall, the financial director of the trust. So Simon, what's this all about?
I guess it's about really showing people what new facilities look and feel like. A lot of spaces are a lot bigger than they used to be, and people can struggle to interpret that when they're looking at plans and drawings. So using some of the virtual technology allows you to be inside the room, really.
I see. So what have you set up here today for the public?
So we've got a number of things, really. We've got an operating theatre, so one of our new orthopaedic theatres. We've got one of our ophthalmology theatre areas and the recovery area outside. There's a paediatric consulting room and, again, some office space as well. So we can demonstrate various parts of the new development.
And this is shown to members of the staff to get their input and thoughts?
And as part of the design process, yeah.
Right, so, as you say, it's moving from a 2D plan into a full 3D dimensional world.
Exactly, and you can walk around and experience that and get a real feel for it.
All right, shall we have a go? And also here in the room, your name is?
My name is Mark. I'm the Capital Projects Manager for the Elective Centre project.
What, here at Ashford?
Yes.
So this is setting up this virtual reality is what am I going to see when I put the mask on?
So you're going to see what one of the theatres in the main theatres would look like. You'll be able to walk around a certain area, and looking forward to see what you think about it.
All right, so what we got marked out on the floor here is a green line with a cross in. So what's that depicting on the floor?
So this is depicting an area for the people who are not using the VR headset as a safety measure, basically, to keep out so that they don't get hit by someone using the VR headset. The cross in the middle is the place where, the spot where we ask users to stand in to put on the VR headset so that the space works properly.
Well, the only way that we're going to see if it works is to have a go, isn't it? All right, so I'm going to stand on the cross, face the screen. In front of the screen, on the screen, I can see sort of like various bits of equipment, operating equipment, a wheelchair, and obviously somebody of the medical team. So that's the virtual world.
Yep.
Here comes the headset. Wow. Now, as I turn to me, I've got a little TV screen here, which is linked back down to the operating theatre. And obviously there's a surgeon. I'm told I can walk around, so I'm getting very close to the table. Looking on the far side, you've got some displays, you've got little stools, another member of the team there looking at a screen. So, you feel you're actually in the theatre. And believe me, not behind me is a pillar. I can, I obviously can't touch it type of thing, but it just gives you the reality of this is what it's going to be here in the room. Turning round, you can see the entrance door on the far side where they would bring the patients in, a couple of store cupboards as well. It's just unbelievable. It's totally three-dimensional. You can look up at the roof, you can look down at the floor, you can look around, and you can think, that's not probably the best place to put a trolley here. And obviously you can give that advice back to the team here. That is fantastic. Let's just take the mask off. Whoa, back in the room, as they say, and it does feel very strange. So can I just say to you, both of you, thank you very much for that. What an experience. And I'm sure you're going to get lots of people interested in it today. Thank you.